listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. The son of Eleanora mother, Wendy Sleeman, has had his charges upgraded to murder. The 61-year-old's body was found in the boot of her car in Brisbane. 30-year-old Slade Murdoch is now facing 10 charges, including kidnapping and attempted arson. Detective Superintendent Brendan Smith today revealing more details about last week's tragic discovery.
She's been subject to some traumatic violence. That'll come out in the fullness of time in court.
Landmark changes to how the country deals with domestic violence. 10 days paid family and domestic violence leave will begin tomorrow for millions of workers, including casuals. A man in his 20s has been taken to Ipswich Hospital this evening after falling around 15 metres down a rock wall at Moogra. Paramedics say he's got an arm injury. A woman he was with wasn't injured. A Pimpamar woman accused of critically injuring an e-scooter rider in East Brisbane yesterday has fronted court. Police say the 38-year-old was driving a stolen car and on her phone at the time of the crash. She also returned a positive reading for drugs. She was granted bail. Our pineapple farmers are pleading with us to buy up big. GrowCom CEO Rachel Chambers has told the ABC the weather's to blame for an oversupply.
The increase in rain and the increase in temperature stressed the plants into flowering. So all crops are ripening and unfortunately growers are seeing a lot of undersized fruit.
And Surfside bus drivers are expected to return to work from midnight following 24 hours of strike action over pay. Steve Smith believes Australia is well-placed as ever to break their India hoodoo in next month's big test tour.
People are contributing all over the board, so, you know, we're in a really good place, and obviously this is going to test us, this series over here, but it's a good challenge for us.
And in the NRL, Gold Coast Titans forward Aaron Clark says he's keen to rip in and play in the first trial, admitting he's not taking anything, including his place in the squad, for granted.
I'm still pushing to just be in the 17, going into round one, and it's up to the coaches to see where I stand in that regard.